the Sidebar. Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Right now, I got a $50 gift certificate to the Edge. Actually, to Builder Supply Outlet. 19th caller, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, checking in at...
Number 5.
A woman in Florida has been charged after allegedly setting a car on fire that she thought belonged to her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, God.
I guess that's okay then, right?
Yeah, she'd probably have some sympathizers if it were, but it turns out it wasn't.
Well, isn't that... What is that... what's her name song, right? Where she like...
Oh, Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood, right?
Yeah, she took a Louisville Slugger to both...
Headlights. Yeah.
Slash the, I don't know.
They aren't shooting white people, are they?
Before he cheats, that's all.
Before
right.
he cheats, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if he cheated, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay in the South. Carmen Chambly is 19. She faces second-degree arson after police in Clearwater say she torched a white car. No relation. She told police that she thought the car was her former boyfriend's, but instead it belonged to this guy.
I have no idea who she is. I've never seen her in my life.
Poor guy. He probably doesn't ever want to see her again.
Yeah, his name is Thomas Jennings. He awoke to his roommate alerting him that your car is on fire. They rushed out carrying a pot of water, trying to put out the flames, but the fire was raging too strongly.
He came running in the house telling me my car was on fire. So we immediately ran out there. He had a pot of water just trying to get it to go out, and it was too much.
Shocked and stunned would describe this guy.
Everything was gone. It really is frustrating, especially not knowing why.
Because
well, now
he didn't pay enough attention.
No, is that why? That's what they say?
Well, the boyfriend didn't. Or the boyfriend cheated.
She's angry
or
at her ex, yeah.
She's angry at her
I
ex because
the
boyfriend
attention
cheated.
Issues.
Something happened.
But it is Florida, as we know. Strange things are known to happen there that happen nowhere else.
That might just be his bro covering for him. Dude, say it's
dude,
your car.
Right. No, totally. Say you don't know her. No, she's crazy. We always knew she was crazy, bro. Knew it from the first time that we got her drunk at the party.
I remember that.
Yeah,
bro.
I remember
she was
that.
She on the table.
Yeah.
Dancing.
Yeah. She was like nuts.
Say she held you up at gunpoint.
She held us up at gunpoint.
That was gnarly.
Right. That was awful. She pulled the gun, put it in my face. I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Checking in it. 1 week till Dancing with the Stars, so we get to relive that guy.
Number 4.
All right, here we go. Retired Brigadier General Remo Butler appeared on CNN last night to explain why he's one of the 88 retired generals to throw their support behind Donald Trump. However, he criticized the Republican Party for its approach to minority outreach.
Well, you know, a lot of black people don't support Donald Trump. For their own reasons. And I don't think that the Republican Party has done him any favors by helping him with his outreach to the minority community.
Well, no. All due respect, General, he's not helping himself. It's not about the Republican Party. He shows up at a black church with Omarosa. Right? Look, my black friend is
Ben
here.
And Ben Carson, who it was his neighborhood that he grew up
fine.
In.
Fine.
Ben Carson was
totally appropriate. He was a presidential candidate. The man's a brain surgeon.
And he grew up from very humble means, single
fine.
Mom. He's got an amazing backstory.
Omarosa is not the person you want to bring with you.
But she's the outreach for his minority community.
But
that's her position in the campaign.
But wouldn't you say, Omarosa, we bought you an island. Go there for till the rest of the campaign. She was a hated character on a faked up reality show. And this is what he's doing. Remember at the convention when he couldn't find people to appear and speak on his behalf? He had two in prime time. He had two daytime soap opera stars.
He did.
Yes. Okay. Hold on. There's more. You're getting me all agitated now.
It's not my fault. Don't blame me.
The general also took on the media.
The media sets the tone. If you watch the media and you watch TV, you would think that all black people are on welfare. We live in the ghetto. We're so afraid of getting shot. And we wear our hair in dreadlocks. As you can see, I don't wear my hair in dreadlocks because I don't have hair. 2, I speak fairly well. People can understand me. 3, I don't live in a black neighborhood, so I'm not really worried about going out getting shot. Most of my friends are like me. We are, as Reagan said, the silent majority. There is a silent majority of black people. And you notice I don't use the term African-American, of black people out there.
It's not really helping Trump's case because Trump is the one who made that argument full voiced.
What do you mean? What argument?
The argument about all black people live in bad neighborhood, schools are bad.
What do you have to
crime
lose?
Crime is bad. What do you have to lose? That's messaging. The argument he was making. And clearly it is not true of all. I mean, Chicago, ironically enough, we have very, very, very tough neighborhoods in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that I need to explain further to people that it was Trump who was the first guy who said it. And he's going, you know, if you watch the media, well, the media was repeating what Trump said. They were just running the tape of Trump saying it. Am I losing my mind?
Get his heat lamp.
We need your heat lamp.
My heat lamp!
Is this seasonal affective disorder or is this Trump disorder?
It's a seasonal affective disorder lamp.
The turtle lamp? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, the one that often is used for turtles. Ro uses one in his house, we found out earlier today. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. I just thought it was funny. But although I do understand there is a real medical benefit to them, and people have found that they work, even though others say they might just be a placebo. There's nothing really going on there at all.
Look inside here right now. And I can tell you this right now. There is nothing going on up there.
Baseball fans, the Crosstown Showdown may be over, but who are the greatest Chicago baseball players of all time? Visit chicagotribune.com/greatest. Vote for Chicago baseball All-Stars, presented by Wintrust.
You might be looking at him.
Yeah. Number three.
Thanks, Orion.
Thank you. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was on Sean Hannity last night. Whoa, boy, I'll tell you something. Politics makes for strange bedfellows, doesn't it?
It does. I saw that interview. It was both awkward and he always has that backdrop behind him, like, you know, just that says Wiki, and it's sort of like a fake. It just feels fake.
Hannity likes him because he's going to release Hillary's emails.
How many batches, as you describe them, do you think you'll be releasing and how soon?
Tricky question, Sean.
Well, that's actually a pretty simple one. That's not tricky.
The first batch is reasonably soon. We're quite confident about it now. We might put out some teasers, as I don't want to promise anything because you have to see how the formatting goes, but we might put out some teasers as early as the next week or the week after.
Okay.
The first question out of Hannity's mouth is something like, so how are you? Just like the casual, you know, greeting. And he goes, well as you can be when you've been holed up for 6.5 years without charges. It's like, this is going well. And then it just sort of was, you know.
It was awkward, but they wanted
informative.
To, yeah. That's what it's doing. All right, checking in at
number two.
Oh, Apple unveils the iPhone 7 today, and it's missing a headphone jack.
The AirPods deliver truly an Apple magical experience. They're an incredible audio experience. You can listen to beautiful music in stereo, or if you want to use one just to talk to Siri or make a phone call, it automatically routes the audio across whatever you choose to do. There's no buttons, there's no switching, there's no pairing, there's no unpairing. Those things are of the past.
Okay.
I do like the longest battery life ever on an iPhone.
We'll talk about this in the 6 o'clock hour. I have thoughts. Mm-hmm, they're not all good.
Number one.
Donald Trump, national security speech today at the Union League Club in Philadelphia. And he took on Hillary Clinton, of course.
Sometimes it seemed like there wasn't a country in the Middle East that Hillary Clinton didn't want to invade, intervene in, or topple. She's trigger happy and very unstable. Whether we like it or not, that's what's going on.
That's right. Whether we like it or not. Because she called me crazy, I'm going to call her crazy.
It's okay. Kind of what it's
very
become,
true,
hasn't it?
So true. So true.
He went on to criticize the Obama administration's Middle East policy as well.
In a Trump administration, our actions in the Middle East will be tempered by realism. The current strategy of toppling regimes with no plan for what to do the day after only produces power vacuums that are filled simply by terrorists.
it's funny. He's criticizing them for going in to the Middle East and doing what they did in Libya and other places. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then yet saying that he wants to take on, he wants to go into the Middle East. He wants to go into Syria, which everybody's kind of afraid to be in because the Russians are there.
Well, he said he wants to build the strength of the military, doesn't he? Does he say he wants to go into Syria?
Yes, I want to go into Syria too with my friends, the Russians. I don't understand. I don't know. I've lost situational awareness of which side we're on. That kind of worries me. That's why I got to close this up now.
The top five at five.